So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. Listen, I had another question related to intermittent fasting without keto, okay? So some people say, can I do intermittent fasting and not do the whole keto thing, okay? Well, the question is, what are you going to replace it with? Usually higher carbohydrates, okay? So there's no doubt that you may drop some weight because you're gonna drop insulin on intermittent fasting. That's true. But you may not, because if you add more carbohydrates, that could nullify the effect of intermittent fasting. There's two situations going on. You have, one is weight loss, and that has to do with dropping insulin, okay? You could also drop insulin unhealthily and end up with a lot of other problems. So then we have getting healthy, providing nutrients. The quality of calories, are they nutrient dense? Are you eating empty calories? That's why I always recommend doing keto with a lot of vegetables, okay, to get the nutrients in there. But yeah, if you go to Wendy's or McDonald's and you're doing that once a day and you're considering you're doing this healthy program, you're gonna end up with nutritional deficiencies. So you may lose weight, but not look very good. Your skin, your hair, your nails will all not look good. And I've seen people that actually try to lose weight unhealthily and they just look older, they look ragged. And then you have the toxic effect of foods. You have the GMO, the pesticides in the foods like glyphosate, which is Roundup Ready in many of the foods that are in the grocery store, chemicals that are estrogen mimickers, MSG, you know, and then you have just genetically modified foods in general, not to mention all the nitrates and all the other things that are in the food, which then can create, set you up for cancer and other diseases. So when you're doing intermittent fasting, that is one tool. Ketogenic is another tool. So you want to get the best of both worlds. You want to use intermittent fasting as a tool to drop insulin, but ketogenic, if done correctly, can be very healthy too. So just because someone's on an intermittent fasting program doesn't mean that they're necessarily doing it healthy. All right? Put your comments below and let me know what you think. Hey, you probably already subscribed, but if you haven't, press this little button down below and I will keep you updated. Hey guys, I just completed a new mini course called the Intermittent Fasting Basics. Intermittent fasting is the most amazing strategy, not just for weight loss, but for overall health. It can actually make you a lot younger. It can stimulate human growth hormone by 1,300% in women and up to 2,000% in men. So you need this course. Click the link below and take it now.